injection. But no, they were in the mindset still of having to take it over. Of course, they were only doing what they were told. I'm sure the nurses would have been told to do that. Whereas more recently, and in the labour with Rachel, when she was born in 2000, I don't believe I had anyone interfering. I was still taking occasional shots of my insulin when I needed to. As it was, I ended up having to have an emergency hysterectomy and 19 bags of blood, which I was allowed to feel just like a normal patient. I mean, yes, of course, by that time, they needed to be monitoring my diabetes. But the actual labour and delivery of the baby was perfectly fine, and she was the that was the least of the bother at that time, and so I have witnessed change, and 15 years isn't very long really to witness quite a lot of change, I think.
Have you noticed any changes in the attitudes of doctors and nurses?
Yes, I think so, and I'm not sure which would have come first. I suppose that attitude shift would have had to come first in order for me to see the change on the ground, in that, things aren't taken over as soon as you walk in. In general, diabetes care seems to be much more focused on raising awareness, education, and that magic word, empowerment now. And I've seen that much more recently, obviously in the Daphne course, which I still get the impression is a very new thing, because in Birmingham I'd not heard of it, and I know that it's sort of only trialled in pockets around the country, and I believe it's come over from Germany. So I've received, I suppose, the latest. But yes, I definitely you can chart it with the three pregnancies and the three labours. Quite apart from other times when I've been in hospital, there has been a shift, and I suppose within the 15 years, of course, there's a new wave of doctors and nurses with a new set of medical education behind them.